weekend, everybody, and welcome to Big Blue Hits presented by Hess. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And our phone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 201-939-4513. We're here at the Giants facility as the Giants prepare to take on the very dangerous Dallas Cowboys on Sunday in a critical battle in the NFC East, Roman. And everybody knows how badly the Giants need to win this one.
Well, I think, Paul, if you go back to the first game, I mean, we can't what if this season, but you win that first game, this Giants team has confidence to not slip like they did the next five games after that. Maybe they beat Carolina. Maybe they beat some of these other teams that they had on the ropes early on. But the Giants obviously have a big game coming in, and it starts in the division.
Okay, let's talk about the Adorama news of the day, and it comes via wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, who has told us that he has an abdominal strain that he's been fighting through throughout the course of the season, but it will not stop him from playing on Sunday.
Look, the Giants are going to need everybody on Sunday, and obviously Hakeem Nicks had another quiet week last week. Didn't have a lot of catches, but he still needs to score a touchdown. He still needs to have that big game. Didn't have it against Green Bay, but I'm sure he wants to play, hoping to have that against Dallas.
Yeah, still without reaching the end zone throughout the course of this season. Just truly amazing. Once again, our number is 201-939-4513. Let's look at the rest of the Giants injury report. And Roman, for the first time this season, the Giants had every available player participate in practice.
That's especially encouraging, Paul, because if everyone's at least limited or did something on Thursday, that means they're that much healthier for Friday practice. You get, you know, less than, you know, 48 hours off, and then this game on Sunday. So guys are really healthy this part of the season.
And obviously, as Tom Coughlin said, everybody understands the magnitude of this game. It's a rematch against the Cowboys, a team they lost to in week one, 36-31. And Eli Manning got his numbers here, 27-42, 450 yards, four touchdowns, and three picks. A game in which there was some good and there was some bad. Eli knows all about it.
Yeah, obviously, still look at it. Look at scheme. Look at, you know, things that they were successful with. What they what we had trouble with. How they got some of their plays, and see what they might do. How they changed over the weeks. If they've done anything differently. So definitely look at that game and try to get some ideas from it.
Now, once again, in talking about the good and bad, the Giants turned the ball over during each of their first three possessions in that game, Roman. So that's really, really, really bad. Of course, the good news was Eli was incredible in bringing this team back. And, of course, they wound up with six turnovers and fell short. But he certainly threw the ball very well that night.
Yeah, Paul, and the Giants hadn't seen that much offensive production out of the quarterback position in Eli Manning, since week one. And, you talk about the 450 yards, and you knew that game opening day was going to be a high-scoring game, but you saw a team coming out of training camp that was primed and ready offensively. That wasn't the case after that, but at least it's good to see the good things that came out of that. Again, 450 yards going into, saying, 10 weeks later, we can still achieve those things.
Yeah, that was his second-highest passing total in his career, Eli Manning. Now, he had three 100-yard receivers that day, the only time the Giants have had that this year. Victor Cruz caught three touchdown passes, and quite frankly, he's been kept out of the end zone for the last month and a half, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, and a lot of people have said this too, Paul, and when this Giants offense is really hitting on all cylinders, especially given the way the defense is playing now, that offense is hitting on all cylinders, they can be very, very effective. I mean, you have a three-headed monster at the receiving core with Cruz, Nicks, and even Urban Randall. You've got, Brandon Myers tight end. I mean, you've got a lot of weapons offensively, and, add that to a running game, that perimeter could be very dangerous. And then now you start to draw, you take safeties out of there. I mean, in that zone, that cover three that they're playing now, who are they all going to cover? So if everyone does their job, route integrity, things like that, this team offensively can be successful like they were in week one.
Now, Roman, if you remember that game, the Giants had six pass plays of 20 or more yards. Now, in recent times, the Giants have become much more patient. Wide receiver Reuben Randall says, though, they still got to be able to take their shots deep.
We're just going to take advantage of the opportunities. When they do try to blitz us, we're going to try to make some big plays downfield. So take what's given to us. That's pretty much our game plan each and every week. So I don't think we're going to try to stretch the field any more, any less, because they have a change in their defense pass game.
Well, now, the only danger is when you start to throw deep, that means you need a lot of time in the pocket. Eli Manning, as you know, in that game, was sacked three times, and he also had the three picks, Roman.
Well, it's not about just throwing deep and just sitting there and dropping back. You can go play action. You can go run after yards after the catch. So you're going to have to kind of high-low this team, if you will, and take some deep shots, come underneath, and leave that middle of the field open. So there will be some opportunities downfield.
Okay, Roman, let's get to the phone calls. Greg from Denver, you are on Big Blue Hits. Hi.
Hey, this is Craig in Denver. How you doing?
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys, too. I've been actually sick. I had five surgeries in the last 6 weeks.
Sorry to hear that.
Bummer,
good recovery to you.
The good news is I've been able to follow all your coverage over the last 6 on what's happened to our beloved Giants. And I'm convinced that if you guys give me just 3 minutes of your time right now, I can get us to the playoffs. So thanks for your time. I think the most amazing thing about last week's game was actually the post-game show when Sean O'Hara is pulling out the LL Cool J. Mama said, knock you out. Don't call it a comeback reference to Roman O, but I just found that absolutely hysterical. And sometimes when you've had as many surgeries as me, a little laughter can go a long way.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second because, you know, you offensive linemen have a lot of fun on that post-game show that we do on Sundays on Channel 9. And, you know, there are times when I wish I could be in there with you, but I'm in the locker room talking to the players.
No, it's very fun. And, you know, having players on the show and, you know, analyzing what we see, you know, giving fans like Craig in Denver an opportunity to really help dissect what's going on.
All right, Roman, let me ask you something else about the offensive line while we're at it. I'm looking at this number here. Hatcher's got 7 sacks for the Cowboys. Selvie's got 6 sacks. DeMarcus Ware, who's been hobbled by a quad injury, has 5 sacks. That could provide a lot of heat. How dangerous is this front against the Giants?
Well, it really goes back to defensive coordinator, or defensive line coach, rather, Rod Marinelli, who I knew very well in my years at Tampa. He finds a way to maximize the guys that he has. And you talk about Hatcher and Selvie. I mean, these guys are undersized guys. They're not very big, but they do well at working angles. They play with a lot of leverage. Obviously, as you know, Selvie was JPP's college teammate coming out of South Florida. He was ranked a lot higher, younger in his college years. But now he's, you know, he's found his niche, so to speak. So expect those guys to be coming full speed.
And you know what they say, Roman? Anytime you got a really good pass rush, one of the best things you can do is run at those guys and try to beat them up on the ground. We're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back, more with Roman Oben as we preview the Giants and the Cowboys.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody. Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go.
And welcome back to Big Blue Hits, presented by Hess. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you, 201-939-4513. Steve from New York, you're next on the program. Hello. Hi, Steve. How are you? And Steve has decided to fumble and turn it over, which is something the Giants do not want to do on Sunday, especially when you have Tony Romo as the opposing quarterback. When this guy's got the ball in his hands, he's trouble. 21 touchdown passes this year. Against only 6 interceptions. He's been very good with the ball.
Well, let's be honest, Paul. The last 4 quarterbacks the Giants have seen don't have the talent of Tony Romo. And, you know, 21 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions this year. He's really having, you know, one of his better seasons of his career. And he had the heat on him about not going all to the playoffs, not advancing the last couple of years and how the last end of the season has gone. But this year he's found some cohesion. In the offseason, he found a way to be involved in the installation He went to Jason Garrett, I think, at the end of the season, saying he wants to be more involved. And I think that's paid dividends to how he's playing this season.
Yeah, I also think they're being more patient and throwing the ball a little quicker and a little shorter. And, of course, when you do that, you have less interceptions. Terrell Thomas has noticed the change.
I think they know our personnel well, and they definitely want to protect Romo. One thing they did a good job is getting the ball out quick, making very quick decisions with the ball, you know, checking down to the flat and taking what they can get. So we were taking that same approach in this game plan, got different things, and obviously we got 10 weeks of film to study and see what the tendencies are.
Now, Romo's numbers in that victory over the Giants, 36 of 49 for only 263 yards, two touchdowns, a pick, and two sacks. Let's go back to the phones. And Dave from New York, you're next on Big Blue Hits. Hello.
Hi. Thanks a lot, guys. I was just wondering, who do you think is going to get the matchup against Jason Witten? Is it going to be Jaquan Williams? I just wanted to get your thoughts on Jason Witten and the special teams, too, for Dallas. Dallas has a very good special team. I was just wondering if the Giants going to pay some extra
First off, about Witten, Romo, the Giants used a variety of coverages, bracket coverages. They used Williams a little bit and also Paisinger in week number one.
Well, and one addition that wasn't there in week one is John Beason. So I think some of those instincts that were missing back then from having the quality of a guy, Mike linebacker like John Beason will prevent some of that. But let's not forget, Jason Witten in a game called 18 balls against the Giants, and they didn't win. So he'll get the catches. He'll get those intermediate yards in the middle of the field. But if he's kept out of the red zone from scoring, that's going to be the difference in how effective Jason Witten can be.
I would consider putting, quite frankly, Will Hill on him because of his speed, athleticism, and ability to be physical as well. Don't forget Harris, the return guy that the Cowboys have. Very dangerous on both kickoff returns and punt returns, and you know that's been a bugaboo for the Giants all season.
Yeah, 100%. And I think each week they've worked well with Tom Quinn to address some of those things. They just have to continue to work at, you know, lane integrity on the punt coverage and the kickoff coverage as well. And the return, you just can't have any turnovers in the return game.
Now, the Cowboys have a variety of targets that Romo can throw to. Miles Austin's been out for the last 3 weeks because of a hamstring problem. But guess what? In addition to Harris, who can play wide receiver, they've also got Beasley. They've got Austin, who's coming back now. In fact, Austin caught 10 balls week one against the Giants. He's certainly been a guy who knows how to play very well in this rivalry.
Yeah, Austin historically was a great route runner, good with hands. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons offensively, and this is going to be the defense's biggest test. Again, the quarterbacks that this defense has played the last couple of weeks don't have the juggernaut, if you will, offensively like the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, let's go back to the phones, and Steve from New York, you're next on Big Blue Hits. Hello.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Hi, I've been a Giants fan most of my life. I just wanted to ask, what can you guys expect out of the Giants against the Cowboys? Because, you know, in week one, we just fell short. And I just want to know, what change can you expect now, especially after that four-game winning streak?
All right, Roman, what do you
think? Well, I think one advantage you have to expect is that you know that when you play a team in the division, you know each other well, no matter what the record is. And obviously, the second time you play the team, you're better. You have that first game as reference to go from. So, no matter what the records are, I think this team, this Giants team, will play better than they played in the first game. Now, will they be better offensively? If they can play the same offensively without the turnovers, it's a great game. If they can shut them down defensively, then it's much better. But it really comes down to the turnovers, creating balance, and really keeping Romo on the sidelines.
Roman, I think the biggest change right now, though, is because of the health factor. The Giants are relatively healthy right now, and Sean Lee's out of the lineup, one of the best middle linebackers in the game for Dallas, and DeMarcus Ware, again, playing at maybe 80% because of a quad problem. John from California, you're next on Big Blue Hits. Hello.
I'm going to say
hi, John.
Oh, hello?
Yes, what's your question? John. All right. Well, there's another false start. Our callers are not having a good day. We're throwing penalty flags all over the place. Hey, one of the guys who has really helped this Giants defense over the second half of the season is middle linebacker John Beason, who's very proud of that linebacking core as they've picked up their quality of play.
Well, I don't think I've made them better, but I have challenged those guys. You know, hey, guys are specimens, you know. 6'3", can run, long arms, you know, that's play like it. You know, really, you know, go out there and just, you know, focus on one individual play. And then just let your talent and your effort just, you know, let people see that because they can do it.
And, you know, some of the guys he's talking about, Keith Rivers and Jaquan Williams, who over the last couple of weeks have really come on.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, Paul, I saw linebacker Keith Rivers play a game that I think everyone had been waiting to see for two seasons.
Sure.
And then the next week it was Jaquan Williams last week against Green Bay doing well. So these guys were there physically, but I think what John Beeson has provided to these other linebackers is just how to instincts, you know, playing that linebacker position from that hash of the sideline, you know, the smarts, the physicality, all those things. They really learned a lot from Beeson, and he's really elevated the play of the linebacker core as a whole just in really a month.
Roman, the challenge for the linebackers this week is DeMarco Murray. He's averaging about 5 yards a carry, but the Giants have been terrific against opposing running backs, top five running backs in the league since week four. In fact, those guys in particular are averaging less than 50 yards a game on the ground.
Well, obviously, Paul, the way defenses are built, you've got to really be strong and solid at the point of attack with your interior defensive linemen. The Giants have done well with that. You've got to control the edges with your defensive ends. They've done better each week. And then the linebackers can run and roam and make their plays and fill the gap. So if the Giants defensively keep doing that, keep penetrating, playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage, you won't see these big runs DeMarco Murray's having against the Rams. So you want to minimize some of those big plays, force the deep throws, and force the long third downs.
Yeah, the Cowboys are coming off of a bye, but 2 weeks ago, Murray ran for 85 yards or so against the New Orleans Saints. We'll take another quick timeout, and when we come back, Roman and I go for a little fact or fiction about this matchup between the Giants and the boys. So stick around.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Welcome back to Big Blue Hits, and presented by Hess. Paul Dottino, Roman Open with you. We got a couple of callers on the line, so let's go to it. Brendan from New York, you're next on the program. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to talk to you.
All right. Now, I've been a Giants fan most of my life, and, you know, this season I've been kind of disappointed, well, at least at the beginning. But, you know, it seems like they're picking up steam. How do you think they're going to do against Dallas, and especially you know, with the steam that they've been getting from these past couple of games, it seems like defensively they're playing a lot better. But Eli, I don't know if he can catch it with the Cowboys right now. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to say one thing here to Roman. No matter how well the Giants' offense and defense plays, if Harris gets going on those kick returns, special teams could be a problem.
Yeah, special teams could be the equalizer, and I think you also can't get any turnovers or points off special teams, because that's when it really swings the game in the other direction. So you expect the Giants to correct some of the mistakes from the first game, and you want them to minimize the turnovers. You're playing against the best quarterback you've seen in over a month, probably since Jay Cutler in Chicago. But again, the turnovers and the special teams will be the equalizer in this football game.
Okay, Roman, let's go back to the calls. Michael from Maryland, you're next on Big Blue Hits. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know, with the Giants being 4-6 right now, what do you think their chances are to make it to playoffs?
Well, first things first, they have to beat the Cowboys. And then, quite honestly, they've got to also beat the Washington Redskins as their other NFC East opponents.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's really a one game at a time. Tom Coughlin keeps them focused at the task at hand, and then let the rest of the league take care of itself.
Yeah, no question. All right. Hey, you know, one of the things you're talking about when you talk about this game is usually smash-mouth football. Andre Brown, who has done a terrific job running the ball the last couple of weeks since he came off temporary IR. Well, the question for our first fact and fiction item, Roman, is, will Andre Brown lead all running backs in rushing yardage on Sunday? Fact or fiction?
Well, I'm going to say fact. 2 weeks ago, he came back, 30 carries, had a lot less last week. So I think this week he's back up with maybe 25 or so carries, but 4 yards a carry or so. And I think they're going to stop DeMarco Murray on the other side. Andre Brown will lead that charge.
I'm going to say fact also. I figure he's probably good for 20 carries and 85 yards. And again, the way the Giants have been holding down running backs, I don't think Murray is going to do too much. Our next question is, the Giants are going to win the turnover battle on Sunday. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction. I still think because of the deep balls, because of this high-scoring game, the history of this type of matchup, you might see, you know, three interceptions. But if it results in – if it doesn't cost the game, if balls being floated downfield, getting intercepted in the end zone, I don't think that would make a difference in the game.
All right. Well, I'm going to go fact on this one because as I'm looking at it, the Giants have been +5 over the course of this four-game winning streak. And so they've been doing a pretty good job, but I just don't think they're going to turn it over much. Quite frankly, I got a feeling that Dallas isn't going to either. All right, fact or fiction? We've got either Terrence Williams or Dez Bryant will catch a pass of more than 40 yards on Sunday. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to say fact because I believe that Dez Bryant is so frustrated, so aggravated, and so annoying on that Dallas sideline, they're going to try to pump feed him with a big long pass early in the game just to keep this guy quiet.
I'm going to say fact that Dez Bryant and Terrence Williams will both have a play of 40 yards or more. So there are going to be a lot of balls thrown around on Sunday, and those yards may not equal wins. But, again, it's really about the red zone.
All right, we've got Hakeem Nicks will score his first touchdown of the season. And I'm going to say fact. Morris Claiborne is kind of nursing a hamstring injury, and I think his matchup against Hakeem Nicks favors the Giants.
Well, I'm going to say fiction. Unless Hakeem Nicks takes one of those short passes, one of those slants, and goes, you know, 60 yards to the house, I'm going to say fiction. I think in the red zone, it's going to be Cruz. I think Brandon Myers is going to be big in this game, especially as the Giants try to exploit the middle of the football field.
Okay, got another one for you. JPP and DeMarcus Ware will combine for at least 3 sacks in this game. Roman, fact or fiction?
Well, I'm going to say fact, and I hope JPP has 2 of those sacks and not DeMarco Ware has 3 and JPP has none. I'm going to say fact.
Well, you know, these two guys so far have combined for only, I think, 7 or 8 on the season, so I'm going to go fiction. All right, our next question. There will be more than 60 combined points scored on Sunday. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fact. This has always been a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be a kind of a duel between Eli Manning and Tony Romo, obviously. There will be some big plays made and some plays in the red zone. I do see both teams scoring north of 30 points.
Yeah, I agree with you, Roman. I think that between the two, they will do that. You know, these games are wild and woolly. They are rivalry games. There are going to be some crazy, exciting plays. There's going to be a seesaw battle back and forth. I don't think the Giants are going to turn it over the first 3 times like they did in week 1 and get behind and have to come back. I think it's going to be more of a nip and tuck throughout the course of the day. Roman, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks again. My pleasure.
All right, so Roman takes a break. Anita Marks will come in, and we will talk fantasy football. But earlier, Anita had a chance to talk to defensive end Justin Tuck about this very special matchup.
Anita Marks here with Justin Tuck. 4-game winning streak. The defense has definitely come alive. What is it, 11 takeaways, 9 sacks in 4 games? You got to feel good about that.
We need more. We need more. But it is encouraging that we have started to play somewhat like we should be playing. And, you know, obviously we got a great test this week, and hopefully we can continue that.
So I love JPP called the pick for 6 in the huddle. You have Antrel Roll really communicating to the media that this defense is feeding off his energy. Is there truth to that?
Sure it is. I think this defense is feeding off a couple of guys. You know, the addition of Beeson, Antrel has been the vocal leader all year. JPP is starting to play better. Us up front in general are starting to play better. And I think that's a huge confidence boost for us. Perry feels like he can call just about anything he wants to call now, and we're going to go out there and execute it. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, fueling, you know, our confidence on defense.
All right, so now the Dallas Cowboys come to town. Big game, your biggest rivalry. Obviously, they're in your division. Is there a different feel in this locker room? Is there a different kind of sense of preparation this week because it's the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, I think for us, man, we got to understand that it is just another game, though. We can't make it bigger than what it is, and I think a lot of times you get these big games and you get so amped for them that you don't execute what you need to execute. So for us, man, we got to stay calm and collected in this, where everything else around us is chaos. You know, you got more media people in the locker room now. You're going to have more people calling you for tickets, blah, 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 blah. But for us, man, we got to continue to do what we've done in this four game, and that's take one play at a time. And regardless of the opponent, you know, make sure that we go out there and execute.
All right, last question for you. Tony Romo, 22 sacks on the season. His offensive line kind of middle average.
Yeah.
What's his sack total at the end of the day on Sunday?
Hopefully a lot more than 22. One of the reasons why I like playing Tony, he's gonna challenge you in all aspects of the game, and he does a great job of getting the ball out of his hand and kind of, you know, trying his best to, put an end to us rushing him with, you know, just keeping us off balance. But we got some things in, and hopefully get him to be a little confused back there and give us a little more time. But it's a chess match with him, so hopefully it's a lot more than 22.
All right, great. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, so Justin Tuck and the Giants take on the Dallas Cowboys in a big one. Anita Marks joins us right from the Giants locker room to talk fantasy football. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Actually, Perry Fuel, actually, just
yes,
talking
indeed.
To the media.
The
yes.
man who's got the Rubik's Cube. 201-939-4513 is our number if you have a fantasy football question. Let's talk quarterbacks, Anita. We got one quarterback who's facing some former friends, another one who's in a bad slump, got another one who is really angry these days. Why don't you fill us in?
Well, it's pretty interesting. You've got two of the best, arguably the two best quarterbacks in the NFL right now, Tom Brady going up against Peyton Manning. Tom Brady is absolutely just furious about the way the game ended against the Carolina Panthers. He's at home. I think that he's got something to prove. I think he's going to put up a ton of points. On the opposite side, you've got Peyton Manning. I don't think this is a good week for Peyton Manning. He's still hobbled. He's having to play in New England. It's tough to play at the Patriots, and their defense, believe it or not, is pretty good against the pass.
Yeah, the guy who's facing his friends, though, is kind of close to your heart. You're a big Joe Flacco guy, but maybe not this week.
No, not this week. Pretty interesting. You have Ed Reed, who makes his way over for the Texans. He joins forces with Rex Ryan, who, get this, follow me here. It's a little complicated.
Okay.
His former defensive coordinator when they were in Baltimore.
Right.
Also, the current defensive coordinator, Dennis Thurman, was his DB coach when they were in Baltimore. So the three of them are back together. They know the Ravens offense extremely well. Typically, teams can pass against the Jets, but not this week. I think Joe Flacco's in for a long day.
And thoughts on Keenum and RG3?
RG3, and you're talking about Colin Kaepernick?
Case Keenum, who's
oh,
coming
Case
off the benching.
Keenum. Case Keenum has a great matchup. He was benched. He's coming back. He's going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's a great start. And then, of course, you have Colin Kaepernick and the RG3 facing off against one another on Monday night. Colin has been a big disappointment in fantasy football, but has a great matchup this week against the Washington Redskins. Can he turn it around? I have faith in him.
All right. Now, I know you're talking about some running backs earlier today, and there's one in particular who you told me is fool's gold.
That's right. Everybody went out and grabbed Bobby Rainey. He put 163 yards and 2 touchdowns up on the Atlanta Falcons. Well, the Atlanta Falcons, they're horrible against the rush. So now what happens? Look at his matchups. He's at Detroit. He's at Carolina. The Bills actually are good against the rush. San Francisco, at the Rams, and at New Orleans. So everybody went out and you know, grabbed Bobby Rainey off the waiver wire. But his road throughout the remainder of the schedule is going to be tough. I don't know if that was a good pickup.
Anita says sell.
Yes, I do say sell.
Ball security is your troubles for Reggie Bush.
Yes, and he came out this week and he said he promises he is not going to fumble the ball again this season. That's why he was benched. But he's going up against the Bucs. They have a top 10 defense against running backs in fantasy football. So I like Reggie Bush. He promises not to fumble, but it's a tough matchup for him this week against the Bucs.
He better wear stick-em on his hands. Wide receivers, uh-huh. Reuben Randall of the Giants, a guy we're going to see right here on Sunday.
Yes,
you like him?
I do. I like him a lot. I think he's a big fantasy football stud this week against the Dallas Cowboys, giving up the most fantasy football points to opposing wide receivers. Also, Delanie Walker. You've got Jordan Reed, who's dealing with a concussion. It's a Monday night football game. Might be a game-time decision. Delanie Walker, tight end for the Texans. Great chemistry between him and Fitzpatrick. And I like what's going on there. And you could ride him throughout the playoffs. He might even win it for you.
5 seconds. One quarterback, Tony Romo or Eli Manning?
Ooh, I plead the fifth.
Oh, you're backing out.
Romo on fantasy, Eli to win the ball game for you.
That's a good pick.
How's that?
She's Anita Marks. I'm Paul DeTino. You've been watching Big Blue Hits. We'll see you next time.